coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Live from Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. That's great. It is good to be home. My teeth are working. My choppers are working. A little bit scared to eat, but that's okay. We'll get past that. And I am joined tonight by Rob Pincus, with Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome back to Armed American Radio. We're going to go right to it because we got a couple really cool phone calls on the line.
Let's do it, man. I know this one that's coming up first is something a lot of listeners have been waiting for, and our new listeners I know are going to be happy about just as much.
You better believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, on our line three right now is our American hero and his father, Samuel Rouse and Ed Rouse. Ed and Samuel, welcome to Armed American Radio.
Hello, thanks. I appreciate it.
Is that you, Samuel?
Yes, it's me, Mark.
Oh, baby, welcome back to the good old USA, my friend. It's so good to hear your voice, and we're glad you're home safe.
Glad to be back.
We've been following you. Your dad's been calling in on a regular basis, as you well know, and giving us the updates that he can. And Ed, are you on with us?
Yes, sir, Mark. I'm sure I am.
How good is that to have Samuel at home with you on the phone talking to Armed American Radio after since it was Samuel, the last time we spoke with you was on your deployment when you left San Diego, the night you left.
Yes, it was.
And that was how long ago?
Like 7 months, I think.
7 months already. Rob, were you on the air that night?
I was not on the air that night. I did listen to that show, and man, Samuel, while you're here and while I got a chance, thank you. Pass it on to everybody you were over there with, everybody you talked to, and when you get ready to go back, know that we really appreciate everything you're doing. I'm really glad to hear that you're back with your dad, and great to have you on tonight.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
How fun was it? To get home finally, Samuel?
It's awesome. I mean, you get all this time off, you don't know what to do with yourself. So,
well, now tell us, you're getting ready now. You are going to be redeploying, is that right?
Possibly sometime next year. That's all. My home unit, is leaving come the end of this month. They're going to Afghanistan. Now, I won't be with them because I just got back on this other deployment.
Okay.
They're off to go to Afghanistan.
Okay, so but you're back stateside for quite some time.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Ed, that's got to make you feel good, my friend.
Oh, yeah, sure does, Mark. It's good to have him home.
Now, I'll tell you, I got your email today, and you guys are getting ready, I think, Friday to have some fun.
Yeah, and, yes, we are.
Tell us about it.
Well, we've kind of organized a smoker or herf or however you want to say it at a local cigar shop Friday night for all the guys in the Abilene area to spend time with Samuel, who might not get a chance due to his short leave time. So we're going to have a blast over there, I think.
Yeah, and I got the email there. I won't put that out over the airwaves, unless you want to.
That's fine.
Go ahead. Tell everybody where you're going to be. Ladies and gentlemen, in and around the Abilene, Texas area, you're listening. Ed, Samuel, tell us where you're going to be.
We'll be at the only cigar shop in Abilene, Texas called The Leaf from 5 to whenever we decide to close it down Friday night to spend time with Samuel.
Well, that's
good cigars and coffee.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, and I appreciate it very much, guys. I want to thank you very much for calling, Samuel. We'll talk to you before you head back out, and thank you for everything you've done. And I hope you got a good response from the listeners, and they were taking care of you over there.
Oh, I did. I just want to give a shout out real quick. Got numerous packages from toiletries to gun oil from Crusader Weapons, which I want to say that stuff really works. We used it. We spend more time cleaning weapons than we do using them. So
now you're really talking about the Slipstream oil, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I use that on mine, and that stuff is dynamite. Rob, have you used that? So that's that stuff that the Slipstream. We'll talk about with George in just a little bit, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking. It's already hearing what George has to say about it. I've used it. I got to say sparingly, and Samuel's recommendation is certainly worth more than mine. If he's using it where it counts over there, that is awesome to hear.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Well, listen, guys, we appreciate it. Ed, thank you so much. And Samuel, congratulations. Welcome home. And we'll talk to you before you head back out, guys. We'll shoot an email back and forth to you. And I'm going to do my best to try to get to the Leaf on Friday. So I'll let you know later this week if, in fact, I can make that happen.
That'd be cool, Mark. And, man, we just want to thank everybody that supported Samuel while he was away and his unit. That meant a lot to the unit, too. I know it did. Guys said thank you when they were coming home. And so thanks to all the listeners and companies and Rob and you guys, just all of you for everything you've done.
Well, we appreciate it, and thank you very much for what you guys have done and for what you guys have put up with while he's been away. And we will talk to you folks real soon, I promise you. Enjoy your time at home, Samuel, and thank you again, okay?
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
You got it. Welcome back, guys. Rob, how cool is that?
That's awesome. You know, I was on the Facebook, and I saw that clip. I mean, it's like a 5-second, 10-second clip. Samuel's one of the Marines, and some of the Marines walking in that Ed has up on his website, and just coming home and that first glimpse and just seeing him. And, you know, it happened a week or two ago, but just watching it earlier today, it's like, boom, you know, that's awesome. And I'm sure that made Ed feel good, and everybody who had family coming walking down that road, making it home after serving country well. That's
oh, man.
Cool.
Yeah, it really is. And to have them on, his dad's so darn proud of him. We're all proud of him. Well, check this out, guys. We've got a few seconds here. We've got a few minutes, actually, before we go to a break. And Scottsdale Gun Club, Rob, I got to tell you that, you know, on your recommendation, which comes, you know, believe me, high stock there. Next time you're out in Phoenix, you've got to get to Scottsdale Gun Club. So I did. And man, oh man, I want to give you just a little taste of what you can do at Scottsdale Gun Club. Check this out. Oh yeah. Could you hear that?
That is the sound of fun. That sounds exactly like I was out there doing some work with a video crew, I don't know, a month ago. I had those guys maybe on the same exact Thompson that you were on, and you just can't not have fun when you're doing that.
Oh, man. And, you know, so listeners, Scottsdale Gun Club, they got a rack of them. And Joe Bridgman is with us from Scottsdale Gun Club. Champion shooter Joe Bridgman, it's great to talk to you. Welcome to Armed American Radio for the first of what will be many times. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on the show, Mark.
How did that sound?
That sounded like it always does. It's amazing.
Isn't that beautiful? That's actually the audio and video that Morgan shot while I was on the Thompson and having a lot of fun there in the Titanium Club, Rob. How cool was the Titanium Club?
Anytime you have to have your iris scanned, it's cool. I mean,
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of cool things going on Armed American Radio tonight. Tell everybody about that, because that's got to be right at the top of the list.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I was going to say, go for it, Rob. You probably have more fun doing it than I do. I do it every day.
Yeah, you do it every day. It's pretty cool when you see it, and it's kind of like, all right, well, that's kind of gimmicky and this and that. But, you know, honestly, if you just got to escort somebody over to that Titanium range, they were nice enough to let me kind of have that authority while I was there, I guess, to cut through there while we were taping some videos and doing some things out there. And, you know, you just walk up to that door and you look in the little reflective window and boom, the door opens. And, you know, that's a pretty cool feeling. And I'm sure that your Titanium members appreciate that. And it's just a classy place, man. It's done right. And I can't say any more good things about it. You deserve that 5-star rating. And I'm standing by for you guys to get range of the year, because I'm sure it's your do it.
Well, thank you. Hopefully we will get that.
Yeah, Joe, listen, that iris thing is, like, really cool. And the Titanium Club, let's talk, because I looked at it, I guess I was with Anna, and I said, this is like, she said, it's like a country club. I said, no, it's like a guntry club.
Yes, it is. We offer every amenity to our Titanium members as possible. As soon as that door pops open, you got that Titanium attendant right there on your left who has access to our vault, to our gunsmithing area. So if you're in there shooting and something's going on with your gun, you can get immediately checked down and worked over by our top gunsmiths.
And that range, the Titanium range is it's separate from the public range. And it's all class act, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about probably one of the nicest, if not the nicest, shooting ranges and clubs I've ever been in. Rob, would you agree with that?
Yeah, as I've said, the club itself is amazing. The gun shop is I've gone on the record. It is the best defense/tactical/black gun/where Rob likes to have fun gun shop that I've been in the country ever.
Yeah, you had made the comment the last time you were on talking about it when you said, Mark, when you get out there, you got to go. That you will see the black guns. It's just the place to go. And that was the first thing I noticed when I walked in, and you guys carry just about every amenity possible. Joe, before we go to a break, now, we had the call come in from Ed and Samuel that we needed to take, but we're going to keep you on for the next two segments. Is that okay? You good for a half hour?
I'm good for it.
Beautiful. We'll talk about all kinds of fun stuff and what you guys offer and how much fun you can have at Scottsdale Gun Club. And you can talk about some of the memberships that are available. And you've got members from all over the country, which is great. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, joined by co-host Rob Pincus. We're with Joe Bridgman from Scottsdale Gun Club in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona. And we'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hard-working American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
¶¶
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, folks. Emails are coming in, so keep sending the emails in. We love it. Mark, I'm a regular listener to your show. I have written to XM Radio and asked them about carrying it. I'm a regular listener here in West Virginia and writing to say keep up the good work. Dan Kane Sr., St. Albans, West Virginia. That's a beautiful thing, Dan Kane. Thanks for listening in West Virginia, gun-friendly state. Appreciate it very much. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566, should you wish to participate. And I am joined with Rob Pincus and our guest tonight, Joe Bridgman, one of our guests. Joe Bridgman, a champion shooter from Scottsdale Gun Club out in Scottsdale, Arizona. Rob, welcome back.
Good to be here, man. Good to be here with you, of course, talking to Joe. Joe, talk to us about the range, not just the membership, because I know we're going to get to that, but talk to us about using the range. If we just walk in there, if we're visiting Arizona, if we live in Phoenix, we live in Scottsdale, maybe somebody's vacationing in Scottsdale, what's the process? What can our listeners expect when they get there?
Well, they can expect a first-class establishment. We will give them every opportunity to get the ultimate shooting experience. A lot of people take the name for granted and say, oh, it's a club, you have to be a member, but we're open to the general public 7 days a week. All you'd have to do is walk up to our main range counter and say, I'd like to get on the range, and we'll put you through our safety video and have you fill out a waiver, and then we have over 200 guns you can choose to rent, and those are just the semi-automatics, and that does not even include the fully automatics. So we have a little bit of everything for everyone.
That's a beautiful thing. Over 200. Now, I've seen them with my own eyes, and you don't find a range, folks, that has that that quantity of rental guns, and they're all top-notch. Tell us about some of the rental guns. What are some of the most popular guns people come in and off the street want to shoot?
Right now, it's all about the HK-45. We're offering a deal where we have a nighttime movement suppressor and a threaded barrel kit and a special on the gun itself, so it's a real popular draw because people are trying to get the package for that, and we're having our anniversary coming up where HK is going to be there and have huge sales on the gun, so that's one of the more popular ones right now.
Oh, that's beautiful. And then the fully automatics, obviously very, very popular at Scottsdale Gun Club.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a crowd pleaser, that's for sure.
Now, you guys, tell us about what's available to shoot. I've told some friends, you know what, you wouldn't believe what's available to shoot. Anna said, and it was beautiful to hear. She says, well, I hope you enjoyed the tour. Which machine gun would you like to shoot? I went, oh, yeah. Rob, isn't that great?
It is awesome. And the thing is, it's not just, you know, now the video process is awesome because it's consistent. Everybody gets the safety briefing. Everybody gets that. They can go in. They can shoot. But there's also instruction and some guided experiences there as well. Right, Joe?
Absolutely. At all times, we have a range safety officer out there assisting the average shooter or even the seasoned shooter with any tips or tricks or anything they might need help with. And we always have private instruction available as well.
Now, let's talk about the physical amenities there. We know about what kind of guns are available. You can literally pick and choose your fight, folks, from about 200 handguns to rent, including that's semi-automatics, including fully automatics, reasonably priced too, I might add. Tell us about the range. How many bays are in there?
Open to the public, we have 24, and the titanium is another 8, which is private. So we have 24 lanes open at all times, and it's a 75-foot maximum on the range, and you're in control of your own target destiny, so you can put it however close or far you'd like.
And your targets do some fun stuff, too, that you don't see everywhere, don't they?
Oh, yeah. We have a system where you can have them turning to you, turning away from you. You can run them at yourself. You can run them away for yourself. Because, if you stand and shoot, that's all fine and dandy. But after a little while, it could get a little monotonous. So we added in a trick program there to keep it fun and exciting for everyone.
Rob, why don't you see more of that at ranges? And I've been to some state-of-the-art ranges. You know, there's some out in, like, Clearwater. Night Shooting Sports comes to mind. I took some great multiple attacker training there with some SWAT instructors. But they have that stuff available, but most don't. Is it the cost?
Cost is obviously one of the issues, but I will say that I've been in a lot of great ranges, and maybe great ranges that were as shiny and new and as awesome as Scottsdale Gun Club. And Scottsdale Gun Club has been around for several years. I mean, it's not like new because it's new. It looks new and it looks shiny. It looks awesome and the experience is awesome. I think at least as much because of the staff. And you know, there was plenty of great range staff available around the country, but I didn't meet a single person that I wouldn't have been comfortable, you know, taking my 14-year-old daughter or somebody I met in a business that was involved in the firearms industry. And I said, hey, go down to Scottsdale Gun Club. They will help you. And you're not going to get a bunch of gun shop cliches. You're not going to be told, hey, you know, use this gun because it's a gun I like. I mean, that's one of the things I always tell people. If your gun doesn't fit you or if you're looking for a gun, go to a range that has professional staff and has a wide selection of rental guns available. Scottsdale Gun Club is the epitome of that. But, I mean, talk to us about your staff, Joe. I mean, you guys have some amazingly talented people at the top end of your company, but you've also got, I mean, just somebody standing at the counter there, plenty of experience, plenty of good advice, and I know your range officers are really well-trained and capable.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the criteria is you actually kind of have to have an idea of what you're doing. And we have it on the level of past military to people who have just been growing up around guns their whole life to top-level competition shooters on staff at all times. So it doesn't matter what kind of style of shooting you're looking for, whether it's long range, short range, CQB, handgun, rifle, we pretty much have an expert on every subject on the floor at all times. So if we can't personally answer your question, we'll go grab the guy who can to make sure you get the best experience possible.
One thing noticeable, Joe, about the staff there from the moment I walked in the door was, and I think you find this at a lot of places, people going in to shoot, you know, they haven't had a lot of experience. They've never had maybe they've shot revolvers. They've never had a semi-automatic in their hands or whatever the case may be. Or maybe they're on vacation and they want to go out there and check it out and they're not real familiar with firearms. It can be extremely intimidating. But from the moment you walk in the door and there, the entire staff puts you at ease with their professionalism. I've never seen it. You know, if more businesses, not just Scottsdale Gun Club, but if more businesses treated their guests like that and their customers, they'd have a whole lot more business because you guys were top notch.
Oh, we try and put our best foot forward every time we can. And that just starts with your average customer to get them to become a repeat customer to a member and then eventually a lifelong shooter. And that's pretty much what this whole country needs is more gun advocates.
Hey, Joe, I just got an email here. And while you're on, I'm going to ask you this because you work at the range and you guys teach and instruct. Rob, check this out. Hi, Mark. I believe you have a great program, and I love the comments on Al Gore, who I haven't talked about in quite a while, but I will. And I would like to know what your stance is on children learning to shoot, as this is an important issue because I am only 12. Thanks again, Stephen, Bristol, Virginia. Joe, how young do you see him coming in?
We have a minimum age requirement of 8 on our range, but just because you can't shoot on our range until you're 8 doesn't mean you can't start early. My father started me when I was 5, and we have a couple other guys on staff who started about the same time. If you start the kids young and you teach them respect for the firearm and you teach them the right way, it's going to be a good thing. So I definitely encourage all kids to learn how to shoot. It's a great bonding experience with your parents, plus it's just something good, solid fun.
It really is. Rob, that's a great email to get from somebody 12 years old. Stephen in Bristol, Virginia. And it says Stephen, Bristol, comma, Virginia. I'm assuming it's Stephen in Bristol, Virginia. And wow, man, I'm telling you, just when we start having fun. Joe, can you hang around for a little bit?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, joined by Rob Pincus, and Joe Bridgman's going to stick around. Then we have Rico Guerrón coming in. Rico is the sheriff, candidate for sheriff in San Miguel County, New Mexico. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
And we're back. Anti-gunner's worst nightmare. Isn't that something? All we talk about is safety and training and fun and shooting and defending yourself. And we're extremists. It's mind-boggling to me. Ladies and gentlemen, and Rob, you know, I forgot to mention, coming back from the last break, that Daniel Passer in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Matt Taylor in St. Paul. Minnesotans were quick on the trigger finger tonight, picked up copies of both of our books and a free membership to the USCCA. Daniel Passer and Matt Taylor, congratulations on that. And the phones were lit up. I apologize, folks, but we'll do that again. And you know what? We might do that again. You want to do that later tonight?
I'm totally into that. And remind me to talk about something about Minnesota again in the roundtable tonight.
Definitely.
Talking about Arizona and New Mexico.
Now, you're going to be going back out. Oh, hey, guess what? I keep forgetting. We have people on the line. Joe Bridgman. Man, come on. We're not forgetting you.
I know. It's all good.
It is all good. You guys, Rob, aren't you doing something else at Scottsdale Gun Club coming up real soon?
I am. I'm going to be back out there in May. We're doing a team-up event with Scottsdale Gun Club and the Bob Bondurant School of High Performance Driving. The 24th to the 27th of May, we're going to be doing 2 days high performance driving, and then 2 days at Scottsdale Gun Club doing combat focus shooting, and probably a little bit of fun shooting, some competition drills and stuff like that also. And it's going to be a great event. So we're going to be doing that with 10 students. And then myself and one of my lead instructors, Ken O'Donnell, and Mike McGovern and one of his lead instructors will be alternating. So I'll be a student in the car class, and those guys will be a student in the gun class. It's going to be a really cool event. I know we're going to have some Titanium members in there and some clients I've been working with a long time. So I'm looking forward to having that fun week out at Scottsdale Gun Club.
Yeah, that's cool. When is that going to be one more time?
May 24th to the 27th.
May 24th to the 27th. I have to ask you this. I know you're all over the place. Are you going to make the NRA convention in Charlotte the 17th?
I am not. I will be, as usual, out on the road teaching. You know, we've got students all over the place. And once again, at that big industry events like that, I know that you and a lot of others will be representing Armed American Radio and all the other causes and organizations I'm involved in. I'll be out on the road.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get to that in Charlotte. It's too close not to. And I just found out today that Sarah Palin is going to be there with our friend Ted Nugent out there. Joe, Scottsdale Gun Club, again, talk to us about the memberships open. You guys are obviously in Scottsdale, but you get a ton of traffic from across the country, you know, particularly because where you're located.
Oh, absolutely. I think the biggest draw is we offer multiple packages, whether you're retired law enforcement, military. Even if you're just a snowbird, you want to come to the desert where the weather's nice and then skip town when it gets all hot and whatnot. We do offer packages for a 3 or 6 month deal. And since we're talking about memberships, I want to say real quick that our anniversary is coming up this weekend. On this Friday and Saturday coming up, we're going to be offering some crazy deals on memberships. Whether you are looking to get a membership and save a little bit of money on it, or if you're a member and you want to refer a friend, you'll get some savings as well.
Okay, now, is that available? That's available to anybody across the country?
Anybody and everybody. We do not discriminate.
Okay, now, is there anywhere that they need to go? Say somebody listening to us in right now in West Virginia, for example, which they are, is interested and there's going to be out in there. Maybe they get out to Arizona 2 or 3 times to play golf. Okay, where do they go to get that?
You can go to our website, ScottsdaleGunClub.com.
ScottsdaleGunClub.com. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. Dynamite place. Seen it with my own eyes on the advice of Rob Pincus, and you know that's good advice. And, man, I'll tell you, a lot of fun. You won't see anything like that. It's just, you know, you're going to wish you had Scottsdale Gun Club in your neck of the woods, and it'll take you out to Arizona as often as you can get, a real cool state that's making some really cool news here lately. Joe, thank you very much for joining Armed American Radio tonight. Appreciate it, my friend, okay?
Oh, thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure.
You got it, and we'll see you out there hopefully in a couple weeks. And, Rob, I'll let you say goodbye to Joe. If there's anything else you want to talk about Scottsdale Gun Club, go for it.
Hey man, like I said, it's a 5-star range, National Association of Shooting Ranges. I know how important it was to me to have earned that back in the old days of running a range, and I know that you guys earned it, and you guys keep that standard high. I'm looking forward to being out there with you next month, and hopefully we'll see some listeners out there.
Absolutely. We always look forward to having someone as your stature out there on our range pulling the trigger with us.
Well, you've got guys of my stature and much better shooters, by the way, including yourself, than I am. But I'll be passing on the information and teaching, and that's going to be a great range to do it at. So thanks again.
Sounds good, folks. Joe, appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us, folks. Get out to Scottsdale Gun Club. It's a lot of fun. Rob, we've got right now, we are huge fans of the sheriff, as you well know. And every time we hold these guys off until you're on because it's fun to talk with these guys.
Yeah, the sheriff, most important, local level elected official by far, as far as impacting people's lives on a daily basis, and the power to uphold and protect the Constitution in the big picture, incredibly important office to be held by people of responsibility and patriots and people who understand and appreciate freedom.
It is, and we've had some good ones on here, folks. We've talked with Sheriff Mack. We've talked with Sheriff Mike Rains up in Michigan, who deputizes CCW permit holders that he signs the permits for. His work has been done for him, and he knows that they're good law-abiding people. We've talked with James Alderden, Sheriff Alderden out in Colorado, who opposed the ridiculous knee-jerk gun ban out at Colorado State University, which, by the way, the courts have said violates Colorado's state constitution. Okay? We've talked with who else out in California? Lieutenant Bill Hunt, Orange County, California, running. We've talked with, who am I missing? Jay LaSure in San Diego. And now we're going to add to that mix Rico Guerrón. Rico is running for sheriff in San Miguel County, New Mexico. Rico, welcome to Armed American Radio, man. We love the sheriff. Rico, you with me?
I'm here.
There you are. There you are. We love the sheriff. Welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's exciting. I'm having fun running so far, so it's I'm motivated like crazy to get on hopefully get elected, you know. So.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, listen, before we get started and we get cut off with a break, I want to get your website out there real quick so listeners can go check you out. We got a lot of people listening on the internet can follow you right now.
Okay. My website is ricoforsheriff.com. And it explains my 10 ideas on my platform. They range all the way from moratoriums on mortgage foreclosures all the way to sheriff's volunteer posse. And it's pretty well professionally done. I liked what Bill Hunt and Sheriff Mack did, so I kind of modeled it after some of their stuff. So I think if people get on there, they're going to love it.
What do you got going on out there in New Mexico that's unique? First, tell us where San Miguel is and what cities are encompassed.
Yes, San Miguel County, if you go to New Mexico and you look right at the center of the map, you'll see Albuquerque. And then if you go due north, you'll see Santa Fe, which is the capital. And that's I-25. Now, if you keep on I-25 northeast, 60 miles of Santa Fe, you'll come to Las Vegas. And that's San Miguel County in that area.
Rob, that's a rural county. That's a fun place.
Yes, it's very – I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you know, I was just going to say, when I saw that Rico was going to be on the show, of course, I went to the website to check out the area and get to know more about him and his platform. And, you know, I actually have the pleasure of serving as a training officer, a special deputy training officer with the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office in Colorado. So as soon as I saw the name, I thought, wait, oh, a different state. So I have not been down there in New Mexico, but maybe someday we'll get to go down there. And I want to meet the members of this volunteer posse. Talk about that, Rico, because I know our listeners are going to love that idea.
Yes. You know, I think years ago, 30, 40 years ago, there used to be a volunteer posse in this county here in San Miguel. But as the there's been an incremental increase in police state and police mentality, what has happened is that has fallen out of favor with the law enforcement. Okay, so what I want to do is bring it back 100%. And the San Miguel County, I want to see if I can get me 1,000 members of volunteer posse. And what I want to do is establish a mini academy, okay, a sheriff's volunteer posse mini academy, where everybody, before they get deputized, they have to attend 8 hours of training, constitutional law, statutory law, citizen's arrest. And then once we go over and cover all these things, then they're going to be a card-carrying member of my posse.
That's a beautiful thing. Rico, hang tight, because that's similar to what he's doing up in Michigan. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail right after these messages. Thanks for sticking around.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Smith, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Thank you, John Young. We appreciate that very much. Folks, next week, coming up on Armed American Radio, we've got a great one here. We've got a good guest coming up. His name is Norman Griffin LaPierre, and he is from Montreal. He's from Montreal, Quebec, and he is hooked up with CanadaCarry.org, Rob, CanadaCarry.org.
That would be a change, wouldn't it?
That would be a change. I mean, you think Wisconsin and Illinois are bad? Canada's nationwide. You've got federal Illinois laws in Canada, and I had a really interesting conversation with him today because of a column that I read. And I guess some syndicated columnist, Thane Burnett, and from the Winnipeg Sun, wrote this. And I contacted him today, and he is all about coming on, but he travels to the United States. And he says it's a great feeling to be able to walk into a sandwich shop with a gun in the U.S., you know. And he's got some carry permits in the U.S., so that'll be interesting. Right now we are joined by Rico Giron from San Miguel County, New Mexico. And Rob had asked you a very interesting question, and I would really like it if you could just kind of expand on that. We got cut off real quick at that break.
Yes, Mark. Another thing that I want to do in the county is deputize the fire department. It's a very rural area, so we have a lot of forest up here in this area, heavily wooded and stuff, so there's quite a few volunteer fire departments, so I want to start working with them where we can start deputizing them so they can serve a dual function, not only of being on call for fires, but also to help protect their neighbors.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing. Rob, have you ever heard of that before?
Not on that scale. You know, not that universally instituted across the county and for that many different cool purposes. I think, I mean, just how cool is that? And to provide the training,
yeah.
I think that's the key. It's one thing to hand out a bunch of badges and tell everybody, you know, hey, go do a good thing, but to provide the training and the context and that put the responsibility out there with the privilege, I think is awesome.
Well, you're talking about a first responder that's deputized, right, Rico?
Right. That's correct. That's correct, Mark, yeah.
That's outstanding. I hadn't thought about that before. Now, I had mentioned that at the break that that's what he's doing up in Michigan. I was referring to Mike Raines. Mike Raines deputizing the CCW permit holders up there. But on your website that Rob had referred to, RicoForSheriff.com, you have about 10 platforms on there.
Yes, that's correct, Mark. The platform number one that I want to do is I will declare a moratorium on mortgage foreclosure lawsuits and evictions until the banks meet stringent lawful requirements. No family will be evicted from their home or family homestead as a result of a mortgage foreclosure suit without a trial by jury. Now, currently, the way these are being handled, Mark, is that a mortgage foreclosure goes in front of the judge. Now, there's a secret, undisclosed, approximate 10% commission that he makes from a pretty well every money matter that goes in front of him. So when a property is sold, he makes this 10% commission. So his job is to get it done efficiently, quickly, with as little delay as possible. So these property matters are going in front of him, and they're not going in front of a trial by jury. Now, that right there is a criminal act, criminal behavior, and I'll tell you why. According to the National Constitution and also the New Mexico Constitution, as well as the Organic Act that established the territory of New Mexico about 150, 160 years ago, no citizen can be deprived of three things without a trial by jury. Now, you can guess at those three things, and you know their life, liberty, and property. Because to put a judge in charge of a man's life, liberty, and property is to make that man or make that judge that man's God, because he can control him at every step of the way, right?
Interesting.
Yeah. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to meet with the judges. There's three district judges here local. I'm going to meet with them and say, hey, you know what? The gig is up. The game is over. You will either do it right, or I'm going to start arresting me some judges.
Wow. Rob.
That's exactly the kind of thing that's going to lead to a lot of interest in the election there on November 2nd. And I think that, you know, I don't know what the mortgage foreclosure situation is like. It's specifically there, but from what Rico's saying, that's something that obviously needs to be looked into and changed, and it sounds like Rico's ready to do it.
And you know what we talk about all the time, and you mention all the time when we have a candidate for sheriff on or a sheriff on, and that is the buck stops with the sheriff in the county.
That's it.
Okay, and that is proof positive. Let's jump down to number two, so-called Patriot Act.
Yeah, well, the Patriot Act is basically a piece of garbage. It has no value, no meaning, and doesn't create any authority for the federal government. If you go back to about 1801, the Supreme Court decision in Marbury versus Madison, okay, and that's probably one of the most important decisions ever passed in this country. Basically, in a nutshell, the Marbury versus Madison said that if any act enacted by Congress is out of harmony with this Constitution for the United States of America, then that act itself is null and void from the beginning. In Latin, it's called ab initio, you know, from the beginning. It creates no duties, creates no obligations, doesn't put anybody under any authority whatsoever to the federal government. So, you know, the Patriot Act has been dissected and studied across the country by both researchers and private citizens, and pretty well everybody agrees on one thing. It supposedly guts the Bill of Rights. Well, if it does that, then it's out of harmony with the Constitution. And if it's out of harmony with the Constitution, it's self-canceling and null and void. It has no impact whatsoever. But it's a control mechanism. It's a mechanism of creating confusion, complexity, and dissension among the citizens and get everybody fighting and discussing about it while they steal the country right behind what we're doing in the front. Okay, so.
And what you want to do is repeal that within the boundaries of San Miguel County.
That is correct. Yeah, I will basically issue a proclamation and repeal it and then do the same thing that the sheriffs in Wyoming have done and Montana, send a notice to every FBI agent, the district director, the DEA, CIA, and the IRS, and tell them before they come into my county, they will have to come in and check with me and tell me what their problem is and why they want to be in my county.
Rob, there's a new sheriff in town, pal.
Yeah, well, we'll see. On November 3rd, there may very well be Rico. It sounds like, you know, you're an independent candidate, and you really there's a lot of libertarianism in what I'm hearing you saying. But it isn't to me what you're talking about is personal responsibility, allegiance to the founding fathers and the constitutional ideals this country was founded on. tell me what your citizens are saying to you. What are you hearing when you go out and you meet with the people right there in San Miguel County?
You know what? It's been a most incredibly rewarding situation for me. I had one lady that for some reason or another, we stopped talking here years ago, and I don't know what happened. You know, sometimes we get stupid as human beings, you know. And we hadn't talked for a long time, and when I put the ad in the paper, I walked into her office. She got up. She pointed her finger right straight at me, and she says, I saw your ad in the paper. I am so happy. And for 5 minutes, she wouldn't stop talking about how great it was, about time somebody did something. And it was incredible. Just last night, I was at a track meet for the high school, and another friend of mine, he saw me. He says, Rico, I am so glad that you're running. I agree with everything on your platform. I love it. You got my vote. And that's happening continually everywhere I go, and I'm out there collecting still petition signatures. I've already had enough to get on the ballot, but I want to collect over 1,000 petition signatures and show a strong, you know, effect on there and everything. So, yeah, it's been amazing. I actually had two ladies, and I kid you not when I tell you this, they called in, they got one of my flyers, and they called me, and so I called them back, and I said, what's going on? And they said, you know what? I have been praying for somebody like you to stand up.
Well, guess what? We just gave you some airtime here. I apologize. We're running out of time, folks. That was Rico Garon, ricoforsheriff.com. Check him out. He's got some great stuff in there. I'm your host, Mark Walters, joined by Rob Pincus. We've got the roundtable coming up next. And dig this one. We'll see you in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in here.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.